All right, so who was the most evil person in the Bible? Well, the word evil, the way you decode anything is you look at the words. Not the numbers, but the words. Everybody says, oh, the math shows you. No, math. You have to describe mathematics with words. Everything is described with words. Was it Judas? Was it Cain? Who was the most evil person? Well, the most evil person was Eve. Now you might say, well, in Adam all die. The Bible says in Adam all die. Yeah, I agree. And it's a dilemma that I spent about a year thinking about, maybe 2 years. I thought, well, in Adam all die. The first Adam brought death. The second Adam brought life. How come Eve is ill? How come the word evil is after following Eve? Why is that? I had to really meditate on that for a while. Well, Eve is a type and shadow of the church. Eve is a type and shadow of the earth, the natural realm. Eve is a type and shadow of the 3D experience. Eve is a piece cut off from Adam. God put a deep sleep and took Eve out of the side of Adam. So Eve is the flesh side of Adam. The Bible says the two shall become one flesh, right? So Eve is the flesh side of the equation. The natural side, the natural realm. Now, when you think about Babylon, and you think about the evil system, Eve is always there. You can see that in Jezebel. Jezebel, the Jezebel spirit, the Bible might not call it the Jezebel spirit, but you can see Jezebel in 1 Kings or in the Old Testament thousands of years ago, but you can also see Jezebel in Revelation. So if Jezebel was thousands of years ago, and it's also today, and it's also, you read it in Revelation, then it's a spirit. It's across the board. It surpasses space and time. And so the Jezebel in the Bible is the Jezebel spirit. And so is it happening today? Yeah, it happens in every age. It happens in every family, every job, every generation. That Jezebel spirit can be in anybody. A legalist is a Jezebel. A legalistic preacher is a Jezebel. A cult and an ism is a Jezebel. That Jezebel spirit started with Eve. Who is the most evil person in the Bible? Eve. And you know it's true because the Bible says so. It talks about the woman. The saved woman should have a meek and quiet spirit and no painted face and shamefacedness because of Eve. Now, if the Bible tells the woman to be very shamefaced and very submissive and very quiet and very to get in line with the husband, what is he trying to tell you? He's trying to tell you a type and shadow of Christ in the church. And so the Gentile women who are not saved, their brazen face, they curse like a sailor, They're wild as all get out. They're trying to steal, kill, and destroy. They're trying to usurp the man and destroy the man instead of being submissive. I know it's a fact because I've lived in this Gentile nation my whole life. And I know what I know where I'm at, I know what I'm in, and I know what people are. I don't have to even question it. I already know. If you only knew how many married women tried to talk to me my whole life, it'd blow your ever living mind. And you're like, woman? But what I like to do is I like to reverse engineer this system by the words of the clones. They're all clones, they're copies. And you're like, woman, get out of my face. But since you won't get out of my face, let me just reverse engineer and hear where you're coming from. And when I look at Jezebel individually, I can see Jezebel corporately or universally. When I look at a small piece of the pie, I can see the whole pie. So I put all the puzzle pieces together. This started a long time ago. I'm talking about a long time ago. I had this one Jezebel. She kept chasing me everywhere I come to. When you find out the truth about what's really going on, she chased me to Florida. She fought even my whole life. She's been tracking me down. And even about 3 or 4 years ago, she came by my job. And like, come on. And it's like, come on, Jezebel. It's a Jezebel spirit. She has no peace in the inside. The Jezebel spirit is the most evil spirit. And you say, well, men can get the Jezebel spirit too. It's rebellion. It's sorcery. It's witchcraft. It's be their own god. It's religious but lost. Think they're okay. I'm okay, but they're not okay. Never had a born again experience, but they're religious. They go to church or they go to some kind of cult. Some kind of cult. Religious cult. It's a trip. The whole system, the dead corporate systems of Jezebel spirit, it's psychopathic. It's psychopathic. It used to be worse than it is now, but it's still playing games, still playing mind games. Manipulation, witchcraft, sorcery. Jezebel's trying to take you out. Not even joking, trying to steal, kill, and destroy. For real. Yeah, the spirit of Jezebel can jump on anybody if they're in rebellion against God, you know. And it is what it is, you know. Most people don't have a clue even that it even exists, it looks like. Got these I got these terrible drivers. I'm dealing with these ridiculous drivers right now. So yeah, the Jezebel spirit. Hold on, let me put this on pause. Yeah, so most of Jezebel spirits are more in the church than anything. The ones outside the church, they're Jezebel, but you can actually see the ones outside very easily, you know. They don't even hide it. The way they talk, the way they dress and everything. And so their behavior, words and everything. But ones in church are more deceptive, you know. When you wake up to it, it'll blow your mind. And so, you know it's true. Because if you talk to any woman, like in the nursing field or in a certain field, women hate, they don't trust women. They don't like working with each other. They say, I'd rather work with men than women. They say that. They actually will tell you that. Across the board. And I'm talking about, I could study this over 30 years, 35 years. Actually, more than that. Anyway. The Jezebel spirit started in Genesis 3, and it ends in Revelation 18. And it's the flesh mind, the natural mind, trying to usurp the spirit mind. And Eve had spiritual sex with the devil, and it's going on today. That's why they go into sorcery and witchcraft and all that, and they say, oh, I'm a witch. Okay. We'll see where that gets you. It's only going to bring you death. The legalist preachers, they're Jezebel spirit. The dead corporate system is a Jezebel spirit. The whole system's Jezebel, Revelation 18. The harlot riding the beast. The harlot riding the beast represents spiritual sex with the devil. And that's what's happening. Started in Genesis 3, and it ends in Revelation 18. And it goes back to wanting to have power and control and manipulation and sorcery and witchcraft. The Pharaoh, the narcissistic spirit. It's always wanting to be in power and control and usurp authority and manipulate authority, just like Ahab was manipulated by Jezebel. He let her do it. They both died, you know. They thought they were cool. They thought they were a power couple. And when Elijah spoke up, she said, you're a dead man to Elijah. Jezebel said that to Elijah. By tonight, you're a dead man. Because he exposed the system. He broke the system. He broke the code. And so Jezebel has to come after you. And the best thing to do when you realize you're dealing with a Jezebel, walk away. Walk away quietly, because you are. There's nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun. And if you think it ain't happening today, you're in delusion. And if it is happening today, and it is, then that means you're in the Bible. The same Bible stories are playing out on a larger scale, smaller scale, at different scales. To rise up in the politics, you have to have a Jezebel spirit. In a Jezebel system. Think about that for a second. There's some evil stuff going on around you, and you don't even know it.